Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Haven't heard that in a while. It's you too.
It's a great song.
Rattlin' Hum was a great album. So we're not going to dwell on Laura's stupid dog, but he is big and lovable, and he likes to eat things that don't even resemble food. But the big part is Murphy, the morning show dog, isn't here today. MacGyver, the crazy, big, dumb, lovable dog that he is,
is
home resting, and he'll be okay.
He will be okay. Keith is taking one for the team, and the first
Keith being your husband,
yes.
And so don't confuse the two. There's one big stupid dog.
So yes, there's,
and then there's
Keith,
big Keith,
husband Keith, whom we love, and
yes,
then there is MacGyver, or as my nephew fondly calls him, Mackie Doodles.
I could come up with a couple of different names.
Oh my gosh, same.
Wow.
Same.
How about Bank of America? Why don't we call him that?
No, I think we prefer Chase.
Chase? Okay, Visa, MasterCard.
Gotta get those points, man. We're getting some points for travel on this one.
How do you get points to travel the world? I just have my dog eat something random.
Eat some rocks. I mean, that's like, you know, for every dollar is a point translated into miles. I mean, I could probably on this surgery alone fly to at least Florida.
You could travel the world soon if your dog would
eating
everything he sees.
This is surgery number three, however. First time surgery for eating rocks. Second surgery pre-Nepal, which was for twisted intestines.
Right.
From eating something.
Eating something again.
And now this third one.
Right.
Luckily, we didn't have to gut him, but they were able to do an endoscopy.
That's good.
And pluck it out.
Otherwise known as stick a vacuum cleaner hose down your throat.
Down your dog's throat, yes.
Suck everything out of there that
with
it
a tiny flashlight and a camera attached to the end. And
yes,
almost like one of those giant claw machine games, pluck out the rocks.
A little bit of everything going on there.
I got to keep the rocks.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
They gave them to me in a little medicine bottle.
So do they come to rest on a trophy case at home?
They're currently on my kitchen windowsill.
Well, for God's sakes, keep him out of the way of the dog. He'll eat him again.
No, he doesn't jump up on the windowsill.
Okay, good.
He's a good boy. He is a good boy. I don't understand the attraction of the rocks. Like, I don't get it.
Me either.
And I have no rocks around my house. See, previously,
he hunts them down.
He apparently does.
He finds them.
In previous residences, there were like landscaping rocks.
Uh-huh.
And then we removed the big ones to put little ones so hopefully he could poop out the little ones. At the new house, there are no rocks. So I have no idea where he picked these up. He's like hoovering them like on a walk. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Well, let's hope he doesn't do it again.
He better not. Honestly, he better not, because I don't know if like the poor thing would survive another episode. We're not a cat here. We don't have 9 lives.
Right.
And we've already used about 4 of them.
Like my dog, you know, back in the day, he would just go into the woods and stay there for a while,
mm-hmm,
and then come out and at the front door of the house would bark very proudly. And
what would he have?
And one of the girls who would go to open the door, he'd have like a deer leg in his mouth. or some kind of skull of some kind of animal.
Gross.
Yes.
Gross.
So we'd leave him out there, get the garden hose and take care of everything. But this dog of yours eats things that don't even resemble, like dogs are proud of it, things when they bring home a dead squirrel or something. It's grosser than all get out. But your dog just devours rocks.
I don't know why. Apparently,
like
though, it's a thing. A couple people commented on my personal Facebook page, like, oh, my lab does that. My German Shepherd. Like, so I guess it's a thing.
It is a thing.
I don't know why.
All right.
I'm not sure.
Could they be like alien dogs? Like they're actually not.
Oh yeah, like the little pug in Men in Black.
Yeah. Like MacGyver came from outer space.
Maybe he did.
And he eats rocks because
he's from outer space.
Wow, that doesn't explain the bills though.
No, I'm gonna need to speak to what is it? The higher, like the terrestrial being or whatever about that. The great big head.
There you go. Yeah, Will Smith is unavailable.
Shoot.
Good luck with that dog. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX with Late Night TV.
The World Health Organization has added a new disease to their long list of them. It's called gaming disorder. It's an addiction to video games, a.k.a. GD. GD is basically VD for people who never had SEX.
Are you wide awake? It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Laura's back. Her dog's on the mend, and that's all over with now.
I feel like there's just so many issues all the time with my dogs.
You think?
Like, if it could just stop, that would be great.
You got to show him the rock now every time that he goes outside. Just say, this is what, you know, just to kind of...
No, Matt, you don't want to do that because he'd snatch it from your hand.
He would snatch it.
Again.
No, but you keep it away from him so we can't
did
jump
you
up with one.
Wait, like you did go I text
high
you?
Up in the air.
Did I text you the picture?
I saw your post on Facebook. That is monstrous.
Yeah. Look at that.
All right.
I
we're not showing him that.
I just don't know how anybody or any living thing just finds that appetizing, but that's just me.
Here's us on the way home in the car last evening.
Nice.
While Laura and Matt swap pictures, swap photos. Look, I don't know if either one of you guys are ever going to have kids someday, but kids are dumber than dogs.
What?
So this is a warm-up for you, Laura. And Matt, you don't have a dog or any kids.
No.
So you
better get something to warm up with, because let me tell you, I wanted to beat that dog, and you can't do that to a kid.
This is true.
I was going to say. You see, I'm the old master at both these. I've had dumb dogs and I've had dumb kids. All right? I've had them both. And the fact is, the smartest kid in the world, which would be all three of my daughters, honor roll, honor society,
sure.
Can be the dumbest humans in the world when they don't think. Same thing with a dog. A dog's walking down the street. Hey, that looks like a big piece of grilled meat.
Something.
No, it's a rock. All right.
Well,
my kids, and my dad, rest in peace, used to say the best thing. He used to say, "What were you thinking? Wait, you weren't."
Well,
and you'd be like, "Yeah."
I just wish that the dog could speak English or French or Spanish, like one of the languages that I moderately understand, you know, and just like, what were you thinking?
And then you have teenage daughters someday and you wish they couldn't speak. You wish they couldn't say another word.
Fair enough.
I'll give you that one.
It's all kind of the circle of life symbol.
Actually,
it's all kind of
there is that.
Here.
What is it? There is that department at Geisinger where they have that sort of huge glass case that's an entire wall of all the stuff the kids have shoved up their nose.
Yes.
Have you ever been in that department?
I think it's.
I have not seen this.
Oh my gosh! Okay. It's in the main hospital. I wonder if is it the ear doctor or the
probably ears, nose, and
yes,
throat.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
There you go.
And they have like literally this glass case. It's like the Hall of Fame of stuff that kids have shoved up their noses because they thought it would be fun.
There you go.
So I mean, I guess
so. Kids and dogs are really
one
not
and the
that
same.
Much different.
Well, but I can't put a kid in a crate. And leave it for like 6 hours.
Yeah,
says,
usually that's kind of frowned upon
says
now,
who?
Too.
Tom!
No, I'm kidding. I did. Well, did you ever see parents that put a leash on their little toddler?
Yes, and I think that's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's a major violation.
But it's legal. And people, I've thought about doing that with my kids when they're little.
And then the kid starts trying to take off down the mall or the shopping plaza. And then they
they grab him, hoist him back. You know, it's, I don't know. Anyway. Uncle Tommy, Tom.
Thank you.
Kids or dogs?
Both dumb, apparently.
Duly noted, yes.
Both dumb. Tom and Laura in the morning. All right, we talked about how dumb your dog is. We talked about how dumb children could be. And it all kind of leads to this. A woman, where? From where? Anybody guess?
Florida.
A woman in Florida spanked her stepson with a belt on Sunday for being late for curfew.
Okay.
Some people might agree with this kind of punishment. Some people may not. The problem was her stepson was 26 years old.
Ooh.
She said he was 30 minutes late, so he gets a licking. One licking for every minute he was late.
You've got to be kidding me.
She only got to about 11 across the butt before he just pulled out his smart device and called the cops. She was arrested.
What?
For battery. This is an interesting situation.
What?
It's all weird, of course, because
he's 26?
It's from Florida. Yes, and she took off a belt and was whipping him across the hiney.
Okay,
26-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
For being 30 minutes late from curfew. I don't even know where to start with this story.
Me neither.
I never hit my kids with a belt. My dad used to hit me with a belt, but they were different times back then. My kids did get a couple of SWAT skis across the butt when they were bad. It made them better kids. It was a form of discipline.
Sure, but not a belt. And also not like an adult to an adult.
Exactly. I think the last time my kids got a spanking, maybe they were 6 or 7.
There you go.
Yeah, not little. 26.
Yeah, there's 27. A difference between 26 and 6.
So, Valerie, the mom, was arrested for domestic battery.
Sure. Yeah.
But it brings up the whole spanking thing. You ever get a good spanking when you're a kid?
Not really. No? Like a swat on the dupya, right?
A swat on the dupya.
But, like, that was it. Now, I feel like my husband has talked about the threaten with the wooden spoon.
Oh, okay.
Like the, the quick whack.
My mama used to whack me with her hand, but then she'd break a blood vessel in her hand.
She
had very thin blood.
Aww.
And her hand would swell up and turn black and blue.
What?
So then she moved to the kitchen utensils.
Yes, to the wooden spoon.
Whack me with a wooden spoon or a metal spatula or that thing that you mash the potatoes with. Whatever.
I don't have kids, but every once in a while, like when a toddler, because they're narcissistic little things, right? Like 3 years old and they try to tell you what to do and you just want to be like...
My temperature's rising.
Right? You have to hold yourself back.
News guy Matt, you think you ever got a, what was that, a swat in the dupe,
yeah? Yeah, a quick like, or else like a whack to the back of the head. That was like a thing. Like,
sit down.
Stop it.
Sit down.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah, you know, no.
Yeah. But Matt's not here to defend himself.
No, he's not. I'm going to go with no.
I bet you he was a perfect little boy. Never did anything wrong.
Right? Or else there was like a good chat. Like, go...
I'm disappointed.
I just saw this comedy bit yesterday on social media where it was this comic and she was from India explaining the difference in parenting in India and parenting here. And it's like, oh, you've been so bad. Please go relax on the bottom step.
Right.
Like that's what people do. They're like, you've been naughty. Please.
That's what they do in India?
No, like she was making fun of Western culture. Okay. No, in India, they just whack their kids.
Or
like,
chop their arms off or something.
Yeah, exactly. Or threaten death. But like...
Other than that, yeah.
But like here, it's like, oh, should we have a conversation about this? But now please go relax and take deep breaths on the bottom stair.
I think I've just learned something important. I think my parents are from India. Because they used to beat me.
I
never got the go sit on the steps thing. No.
Go to your room and wait for your father. But then when dad came, you knew that, like, you know, something was going down.
All right. Well, we'd like you to chime in on this. This is kind of interesting. I want to know, like, were you spanked when you were a kid? And do you spank?
I feel like if you're over 30, most of us were. Oh, like once.
That could be a good,
you know,
like,
what I mean?
Generation.
Like once. Like, yeah. I think 30 plus, maybe you got like a quick whack.
Let's fire it up on social media and see what happens.
Oh, no, I'm not putting that on social media. That's dangerous.
No, ask. Just ask people.
You think?
Yeah.
The Ford fun line's open.
Well, the Ford fun line's always open. You can call it in as well, 1-800-326-94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. News is coming up next to check on sports and AccuWeather. And then news guy Matt will talk about how hard he was spanked when he was a bad little boy.
Say what?
See what happens when you have to leave the studio, bud?
I know. There was a woman
who spanked her 26-year-old stepson for being late for curfew in what state?
Florida.
There you go.
Okay.
So, there it is. So we got talking about, and that was why we aired that last.
Yeah, I can honestly say that I have not been spanked since I've turned 26. Although, again, that was only a couple weeks ago, so I guess I still got time.
There's still time.
I mean, goals. It's good to have them.
Boogity, boogity, boogity. Let's go racing cars. Matt did it better.
Matt did do it better. It's not time to call, though, but it is.
Or is it? Yeah, call 4 right now. Caller 4.
All right.
You and your posse could be heading to Pocono, the tricky triangle, as Matt calls it. Well, as we all call it. 1-800-326-94KX.
Good luck.
This is caller 4 on the Ford Fun Line.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you.
Yeah. Who's this?
Linda Heckman.
Hi, Linda. Where are you from?
New Columbia.
All right. You big race fan, Linda?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, pick out your posse because you've got a family four-pack of tickets, including pit passes and paddock passes as well.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX with Late Night TV.
El Chapo, the infamous drug kingpin, currently serving a life sentence in a maximum security prison. El Chapo is asking to go outside to work out because he says his cell is noisy and too small and he doesn't get enough fresh air. El Chapo, that's not prison. That's just living in New York, my friend. Yeah. That's all that is. Wait until you see how much your rent goes up next month.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Laura's back.
What?
Laura's back, and she needs the opportunity to sing because our birthday buddies are coming up. First, we check celebrity birthdays. Riley Keough is 30 years old today. Who the heck is Riley Keough?
I don't know.
Elvis Presley's granddaughter.
Oh, thank you. Oh. Thank you very much.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
It's actually...
Have a very, very happy birthday.
There you go. She's Lisa Marie.
He's really good at that.
Yeah, he is. That's
thank
why
you. Thank
why,
you very much.
That's why we cue him. Lisa Marie's daughter, actually, Riley Keough. And she's an actress. She's been in a couple of movies with bit parts. So we thought we'd mention. I don't know if she sings. Mel B is a singer. Mel B is 44
Spice
today.
Girls.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll tell you what I want, whatever I want.
There you go. I knew she had to do that. Noel Gallagher is 52 today, one of the Gallagher brothers. We know him as the 90s band Oasis.
Ooh, I do like Oasis.
Noel wrote most of the music. The other brother just played along. One of my favorite rockers, Melissa Etheridge, is 58 years old today. And two of the Jacksons have shared the same birthday today. LaToya is 63 and Rebe is 69. They are the two least talented
Jacksons. I was going
Jacksons.
To say, Rebe. You never hear anything about Rebe.
Well, wasn't it Howard Stern or somebody started a rumor years ago that Rebe Jackson and Michael Jackson were the same person?
Yes, that was Howard Stern.
Whenever Michael wanted to dress like a woman, he was Rebe. That was terrible. And there's another name you probably don't know, Danny Elfman. He was from the band Oingo Boingo back in the 80s. Oingo Boingo. Anyway, so those are the musical celebrity birthdays. Now it's time for our local... birthday buddies. It's Tom and Laura's
birthday buddies.
Intern Jordan has to get a little bit louder there. She's fine. She's fine? Okay. Elise Inch from Sealands Grove is 58 years old today.
Kimberly Fry is 38 today.
Scott Heckman from Northumberland is 48 today. Well, frog in the throat. Happy birthday.
See, we're doing all the Elvis with you.
I know, right?
Frog in my throat there, baby.
Heather Ulrich from Freeburg is 48 today.
Letitia Slanger from Northumberland is 32.
Talisha Kreider from Northumberland is 32. Happy birthday.
Kim Prinsenhoff from Watsontown is 60 years old today. Happy birthday.
Patricia Rothrock from Middleburg is 53.
Tammy Cox from Seals Grove is 55. Happy birthday.
All right, and one just snuck in here. Can you send a happy birthday shout out to my sister, Letitia Swanger from Tally, her
Swanger.
Sister.
Yeah. Letitia Swanger from Northumberland.
Right on the list.
Yeah. Hey, we got her.
No double dipping. Swangers.
Swangers or Swangers?
I think it's Swanger.
Swanger. Yeah. Oh, okay.
But anyway, everybody's got a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, like the Swangers or the Swangers, you can text us 49330. Call us on the Ford Fun Line or message us on the 94KX Facebook page. Each and every weekday morning, it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies
on 94KX.
Much better, Jordan. 94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning. Wake up, stop dreaming, it's time to go to work. We're approaching the 8 o'clock hour. Stephen A. Smith, I absolutely love him on ESPN. People love him or hate him. Saturday Night Live does a skit making fun of Stephen A. Smith. He's a very angry man. He gets paid to rant.
He does. And I mean, if he has all that pent-up aggression and he turned it into a career, good for him.
Right. Well, yesterday, Stephen A. Smith really went on a rant, which makes me think that sometimes his rants are a little fake.
They're pre-rehearsed.
You know, let me tell you something. That team stinks, 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 stinks. You know, and you're like, okay, Stephen is ranting.
Take a deep breath. Yeah.
Yesterday, he honest to goodness went off on ESPN.com for posting an article about the Lakers and what a big mess they are in basketball when he was supposed to have a guest on his show.
From the Lakers.
From the Lakers.
Nice.
A former Laker. And so Stephen went off. However, there was also another rant, and this seems to be a popular thing now. Weather people on TV going off because they have to interrupt programs to talk about tornado warnings and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. But then they get upset because people are like, "You're interrupting my show," and they want to be like, "Hey, there's a tornado coming."
And like, and I'm not just talking about the Weather Channel either.
No.
I'm talking about local news
anchors.
Yeah. Right? So people will call like one of those stupid Talkback 16 things and say, "Hey, I was trying to watch The Bachelorette and the weather guy kept interrupting." So I'm going to play it and I'm going to let you.
The rant.
And you tell me which rant is better. First, the weather guy.
Heavy rain is between you and the tornado. I was just checking social media. We have viewers complaining already. Just go back to the show. No, we're not going back to the show, folks. This is a dangerous situation, okay? It's nice rain. Think about this. This was your neighborhood. I'm sick and tired of people complaining about this. Our job here is to keep people safe, and that is what we're going to do. Some of you complain that this is all about my ego. Stop, okay? Just stop right now. It's not. I'm done with you people. I really am. This is pathetic. Dangerous situation here.
And then,
all right, I'm sorry I did that. I'm just...
No, dude, don't apologize.
No, no, own it.
Own it.
Own it.
You're a TV weather guy who absolutely went off.
Do you think management, like, picked up the red phone and called down and said, hey...
Tell him to apologize.
Yeah, don't chastise our viewers.
Okay. Well, there's contestant number one.
Okay, contestant number one. That was a good rant.
Ranting weatherman. And then there's Stephen A. Smith, who gets paid the rant, but he really went off yesterday.
I'm not happy about it one bit. I got better things to do with my damn time. Better things to do. ESPN.com decides to come out with a story on a day that Magic and the crew are going to be here. Do I like the fact that I have to deal with it today? Hell no. Go check it out on ESPN.com. Obviously, it's very, very important. I mean, it's the cover of ESPN.com. It's a big deal, right? Stop the presses. Magic Johnson might have been a bit hardcore as a businessman. Stop the presses. And it's actually news to y'all that this man came in there and had an attitude. Really?
I see Saturday Night Live doing this skit this Saturday.
As do I, except they're done for the season.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Do you know who I pick?
You're going with the weather guy?
Weather guy. You want to know why?
Why?
Because that's not his job. Like, his job isn't to rant. That's what's
Good
his
point.
Name's job, to rant.
Stephen
so
A.
If, yeah, so if he steps it up, like, he's a professional ranter. That weather dude, that was from the heart. That was a rant from the heart.
It was from the heart.
It was. Yeah.
Okay.
I was just checking social media. We have viewers complaining already. Just go back to the show.
He's so frustrated.
No, we're not going back to the show, folks. This is a dangerous situation, okay? Think about this.
So you pick weather guy?
Think about that. It's dangerous. No, that's from the heart. That is a rant from deep inside of him. He was frustrated and just bubbled up out.
All right.
It's amazing. I applaud you, weather dude.
Weather dude, you're the winner. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, and Taylor Swift already in trouble for stealing the music from Macarena. And I don't hear it.
No, me neither.
It's similar, but it's stopping.
Everybody samples from everyone anymore, honestly. I mean, unless she didn't get permission, but it doesn't sound similar enough to me.
We did a little mashup here in the station yesterday. Kyle had it on, and there's similarities, but me is different than, hey, Macarena.
I know.
That kind of thing. Anyway, news is coming up next to check on sports and AccuWeather on social media this morning with Tom and Laura. Were you spanked as a kid, and do you spank your kids now? We just kind of wanted to know because we talked about how dumb Laura's dog is. I talked about how dumb my kids were when they were young.
Dog was spanked yesterday for eating rocks. No. They were loved and cuddled, and we were thankful that he was okay.
And then it turned into the story from Florida where a woman was arrested for spanking her 26-year-old son. You just shouldn't do that. So we kind of got funny with it. Catherine got on the text club and said, we were never spanked as kids, but we had to sit on the couch. When we were fighting with a sibling, we had to hold hands with that sibling and apologize before we could get off the couch. Now, if it was just one of us that was bad, we had to sit on the couch until we apologized to the parent and which we were bad for.
Oh, there you go.
Sitting on the couch, man, that could drive a kid a little stir crazy if you're an active youngster.
Whereas now, as an adult, like, I want that punishment. Right? The things that you would avoid as a kid now are like the things you desire as a grown up.
That's right.
Go to bed early. No supper. Okay.
Okay, see
you. Okay, see you later.
See ya.
Sit on that couch. Don't you move until I tell you to. Okay.
Yeah, yep. The wife gets angry at you and says, you go down in that man cave and you don't come up until
absolutely.
I say
that. See ya.
Yep, catch you tomorrow. 94KX on the way to work with Tom and Laura in the morning and Tom and Laura live as we start into carnival season. And we're going to talk the Turbotville Community Carnival, which used to be the Turbotville Fireman's Carnival a long time ago. And things switched up a little bit. We're going to explain that, but it's officially carnival season.
It is officially carnival season. It kind of kicks off my favorite time of year when there's lots of stuff to do around our communities, outside, and all for good causes. Tammy Wolf is joining us this morning. She's co-chair of the Turbotville Community Carnival. Good morning, Tammy.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Thank you for getting up.
Yeah, thanks for coming
in.
Oh, you're a busy lady at the Turbotville Bank.
I am.
And that means you're a part of the Turbotville community and thus Community Carnival.
That's correct.
How many years now?
This is our sixth carnival and as a community carnival. And we're looking forward to it in 5 days.
That's awesome. So it starts Monday, June 3rd. And you guys have quite the musical lineup. I was looking at your Facebook page. And lots of great local acts are coming to perform.
That's right. Yes. Monday, we have Runaway Stroller.
Yep, one of my faves.
Which is wonderful. Tuesday night, we have Memory Lane, which is also local people.
All
50s
the
and 60s. Yep. Yes. On Wednesday, we have GC and Company. They have a couple of local Turbotville area people in that band as well. So
all right.
We always like GC Company coming. Thursday night is the Les Boys. They are also local Turbotville people. They do the bluegrass. So they are a great band too. Friday night is Lucky Afternoon. They always give a tremendous show at the Turbotville Carnival. And Saturday, we have Hybrid Ice.
Wow.
Oh, yay. There you go.
Do you remember Hybrid Ice?
We do indeed.
Now, all the stands at this community carnival are basically run by the community.
They are. We have a few for-profits, but most of them are, we have three churches. We have Lions Club. We have the Teachers Association, Girl Scouts, Cub Scouts.
Wow.
See, exchange pool.
That's different because a lot of carnivals, you see the trailers coming in and it's all for-profit food and that kind of thing. But you're keeping it in the community. I think that's special.
Yes.
I think our small towns need to continue to be small towns with that small town feel.
That's kind of one of the things I love. Turbotville Carnival, but then also like All Home Days in Elysburg where I grew up. Mm-hmm. It's all local folks coming together to support one another, which is just wonderful. So mark your calendars. The weather looks wonderful next week, contrary to this week.
That's good to hear.
It starts on the 3rd and then ends the following weekend on the 8th. And just check out the Facebook page, right, Tammy?
Correct.
There's lots
Everything
on there.
Everything should be on the Facebook page.
Very good. And we'll help you out as far as if you're on the way to work right now, how to link up to the Turbotville Community Carnival.
That's right. We will share it on the 94KX page. You can also search Turbotville Community Carnival. Tammy, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
On the way to work, maybe you're already there. Thanks for listening. It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Get off your phone, or are you distracted? What are you doing? The average American
She looks at me.
I know, and you're on your phone right now.
I
don't know if he was trying to tell you something or not.
I would have called out Matt if he was doing it, but he's actually not doing it. What's intern Jordan doing? Oh, look at her.
No.
She's so adorable. She's not on her phone.
She is not. Does she need to chime in on this one?
But yeah, perhaps. Because she checks her phone quite a bit. The average American does it 80 times a day. That's once every 12 minutes.
That's a lot.
While you're awake.
That's a lot. See, here's the thing. There are these apps that will tell you like how many times you pick up and put down your phone.
Right.
Mine is extraordinarily high between the hours of 5 a.m. and let's say 9:30 a.m. But then when I go away from here and do other work, I kind of just leave my phone sitting around.
There it is.
Like I don't pick it up.
The top four ways we use our phone. Unoccupied moments, like, you know, standing around waiting for a coffee, waiting for a bus, waiting for anything. Okay, I can kind of see that.
Or if you just want to look busy and you feel like kind of awkward, okay. I'll notice that I'll do that.
That's coming. Mm-hmm. That's coming, Matt. Number two, tedious and repetitive tasks. Like we feel it's necessary to keep checking that app or whatever. Yeah, there you have it. Number three, when you're anticipating a message or notification, are we really?
Well,
Jordan, are you that busy? A college student, are you that busy that that big message could be coming on your phone any second now?
No.
Exactly not. See? But people act like they're... Here comes Kyle.
He's on it right
Alexander
now.
Just walked in the room.
He just proved your point. He proved your point.
He could be waiting for that big call. Right?
Or maybe like you're expecting like a job notification or, you know.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. But I could finally, see that. Number four is socially awkward situations, like Matt just mentioned a little while mm-hmm. ago. Like you don't want to look at somebody.
So you look at your phone.
I'm very guilty of that.
Are you?
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah, I do that quite often.
Oh, no, I don't do that. Yeah.
Jordan, how about you? You ever like step out into traffic on campus because you're looking at your phone or something?
Oh, God, no. I don't do that. I want to pay attention. I always joke, like, I need college tuition. Go ahead. But, like, I don't actually want that to happen.
Okay. Hit me. I dare you.
Yeah, yeah. So if you're at work right now and you're not actually working, there's a good possibility you're checking your phone for the 80th time today.
Every 12 minutes.
Wow. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Things are still unwell in parts of Snyder County. We still continue to help those who don't have jobs anymore with the closing of Wood Mode. We got an easier way to help now, help our friends and neighbors, and that's the Wood Mode Working Family Fund. You could do it at any branch of BB&T. Just walk in there today, hand them some money, say you want to help out Wood Mode. Or you could text, which Kyle said he didn't, and he said it was real easy to do.
It is super easy. 41444, you text the word Wood Mode, all one word, WOODMODE, and you can make your contribution right from your cell phone. A dollar helps. $10 helps, $100 helps, especially because we have so many of our friends and neighbors affected in the community from the closure of Wood Mode.
Yes, we're coming into vacation time too. So if you're lucky enough to still be employed and have a family and you're going on vacation, maybe scratch off a little bit of that extra money, the excess money, the impulse spending money that you're going to take with your family and give it to this cause. The donations, by the way, will be distributed to agencies that are providing individual support to the folks who were affected. So thank you from what? The Greater Susquehanna United Way? They're part of this?
That's right. Daily Item. Us mm-hmm. right here at Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation. And of course, BB&T.
94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning. Wrapping up. Sean Carey's next. Is he sleeping on the couch over there?
I think he is.
Sean, wake up.
Hey,
Sean! Wake up!
No, he was. What was he doing? He was on his phone, and this is what we do 80 times a day.
Every
80
12
times
minutes.
A day.
Did you know that, Sean?
80.
Yeah.
80 times. So every 12 minutes, you pick up and you look at your phone. Apparently,
we don't. We do a lot, but we the number seems. You know what I'm saying?
A little steep.
You know what I'm saying? It's a little steep.
People
it's
at
not
work
a
here are supposed to do steep. That. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Especially like on air. I'm sure that you were looking at show prep, getting ready for your shift right here on 94KX.
No, actually, I just found a story about former Penn State running back Miles Sanders, now with the Philadelphia Eagles. He has not been participating in OTAs because of a little non-serious injury.
Oh, so that's good.
But he could be back out on the field later today.
There you go.
So some breaking Eagles news for you.
Eagles fans? You just got your dose.
Yeah, I'm not all about Steelers and all that, you know.
So, yes, you are.
Okay, come on now. Let's not lie. It's too early in the morning for fibbing. Your nose is growing, Pinocchio.
Sean Carey's on the way next. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Yeah.